Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Barbarians in our media. We now know for a fact. We're with CNN, with the New York Times, and with the Associated Press, Reuters, as Hamas photographers of their genocide against Israeli individuals. We now know, and it is confirmed, that these news organizations had, quote, reporters, or at least photographers, that were with Hamas as they were carrying out their attacks. They were with them, embedded with them before they carried out their attack on the innocent people, which they decided to then rape, behead, burn alive, and kill at that festival, and take hostage. We now know that for a fact. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's administration is demanding answers now from several prominent news agencies after criticism emerged of their photographers appearing to have been embedded with Hamas terrorists during the October the 7th attack, and it was clear that Hamas knew who they were. This all started because the Associated Press said that it had no, quote, foreknowledge of the attack, even though its photographers appeared alongside Hamas terrorists from the very first moments they broke through the Gaza border fence. The pro-Israel media watchdog organization brought up ethical concerns about this on Wednesday, noting that media photographers seem to have known about the attacks and were quite at ease among the terrorists who were shooting every other civilian they found. And what were they doing? They were just taking pictures and not worried at all, apparently, about their own lives. Later, it came out and photographs have emerged of one of the photographers posing for selfies with a local Hamas leader in Gaza. In a statement, the National Public Diplomacy Directorate of the Prime Minister's Office demanded action by news agencies. The National Public Diplomacy Directorate and the Prime Minister's office views with utmost gravity that photojournalists working with international media join in covering the brutal acts of murder perpetrated by Hamas terrorists on Saturday, October the 7th, in the communities adjacent to the Gaza Strip. Now, to be clear, these journalists knew that these Hamas terrorists were going to go into the countryside. They knew they were going to go door to door. They knew they were going to drag women from their homes and rape them and kill them and rape them in their homes and take them hostage. They knew they were going to kill innocent children. They knew they were going to kill the elderly, and they embedded with them to watch it all take place. Quote, these journalists were accomplices in crimes against humanity. Their actions were contrary to professional ethics. Overnight, the government press office issued an urgent letter to the bureau chiefs of the media organizations that employed these photographers and sought clarifications on the matter. The National Public Diplomacy Directorate demanded the immediate action, that immediate action be taken. Israel's government press office, known as the GPO, which regulates press credentials in Israel, also issued a statement demanding answers. The GPO director demanded explanations from the bureau chiefs, and I want you to think about the names I'm listing here, the Associated Press, Reuters, CNN, and the New York Times regarding the disturbing findings in the Honest Reporting report on the involvement of their photographers in the events of October the 7th, which crosses every red line, professional and moral. Four photographers who work for these networks documented the horrors perpetrated by Hamas terrorists after they broke through the border fence with Israel. They filmed the murder of civilians, the abuse of bodies, and the abduction of men and women. News agencies have faced criticism in recent years for using photographers or local stringers, quote unquote, who have sympathy for anti-Israel terrorist groups. Often these are the only photographers the groups like Hamas and Hezbollah will permit to work in the area. But this time it was American news agencies like CNN and the New York Times and the Associated Press that clearly knew when they were paying these people for their pictures and paying them for their information, they knew they were there and they knew that these photographers knew what was going on beforehand. They knew that this was going to happen. They knew that innocent people were going to be massacred. And CNN, the Associated Press, the New York Times, and Reuters paid them. Paid them to watch these war crimes happen. To watch these barbarians take the elderly, kill the elderly, rape young girls, take some girls, they said, for rape and some girls for death. To take them back into Gaza. We have talked about the bias in the media on this show. This is a new level of disgust, and I'm glad that it happened. And the reason why I say that I am glad that it happened is because it is very clear to me that it takes something like this for everyone to understand what's going on. It takes something like this to happen for people to realize just how evil the media is. Now, this is the same media and the same news organizations that looked you in the face and lied to you for years about Russian collusion. I'm going to say that again. These are the same news organizations for 2 years that tried to overthrow the will of the people in this country. This is the same news organization that wanted to make sure that Joe Biden won the election by staring at you in the face and telling you that the laptop of the Biden crime family was Russian disinformation and they would not report on it. They would refuse to report on it. These are the same news organizations that undermine the Supreme Court and advocate and support the outing and the doxing of our Supreme Court conservative justices who had to live in fear for their lives, which is a felony. This is the same news organizations that have gone after Clarence Thomas because he's a black man on the Supreme Court in recent days trying to get him in trouble with fake ethics reports so they can kick him off the bench. This is the same news organizations that have looked you in the eyes and told you that Joe Biden has done nothing wrong with the Biden crime family and has said there is zero evidence that there was any wrongdoing by Joe Biden or the Biden crime family. So should you really be surprised? Should you be surprised that these news organizations would knowingly, willfully, and happily employ and pay for photographers to be on the backs of motorcycles and to be with the terrorists going into their barbaric attack? You really shouldn't be surprised. But when I say, and I say it often, that there is bias in the media, and people say, oh, that's just a line. Look at these news organizations and look at what they just paid for. They could have saved innocent lives. They chose not to. Instead, they chose to film the carnage of the barbaric destruction, killing, and beheading of innocent grandparents, great-grandparents, parents, women, children, babies, infants who were beheaded, and those that have been taken hostage, women that have been brutally killed after being brutally raped by countless men. And CNN and the New York Times and the AP and Reuters, they have, in my opinion, blood on their hands. They are a disgrace to this country. They are not journalists. They are propagandists. They're socialists. They're communists. These people are straight up evil. And they needed to be treated that way by all of us now. This is how low they will go to go anti-Israel. This is how low they will go to be anti-Semitic and to watch and to film Jewish people being murdered that they could have helped stop the attack.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo! Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the
thing.
That's
the
problem. We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
And then
right,
you get into, right, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Benjamin Netanyahu, he came out and he said that 90% of the military budget of Hamas came from Iran. He said that in the Israeli government press office in Tel Aviv, Israel, when he was addressing the nation. And when he said it, I want you to think about these reporters. These reporters that knew that this attack was going to happen. They had to be staged and ready to film it. They were walking around watching people be obliterated, their lives being taken and murdered. No real journalists would watch this and feel safe while doing it and know it in advance. These are terrorist photographers. That's what they are. And these terrorist photographers that were hired by CNN, by the Associated Press, by Reuters, by the New York Times, giving them money, employing them. This is blood money. They have Israeli blood on their hands. This is how anti-Semitic these news organizations are. But it also makes you think about what's happening now with Hamas and the military budget, and that 90% of the military budget of Hamas is coming from Iran. What did Netanyahu say about this? Listen carefully through the translator.
Iran is supporting Hamas. 90% of the military budget of Hamas came from Iran, supporting, funding, guiding. I can't tell you exactly. In this specific action, in this specific moment, they were allies, but they backing the Hamas war machine. Without this foundation, there's no Hamas, no Hezbollah without Iran. They conducting war against us, but against the free world, and also our allies in the Western world. We have to win against Hamas, because it's our existence, but it's affecting all the Western civilization. Everyone that wants to see the 21st century moving somewhere, or if you want to bring us back to the Middle Ages. Iran is the axis of evil, but I can't tell you that they involved in the micro preparation of this operation again on the 7th of October.
90% of the budget. So these terrorist photographers embedded with these butchers who are financed by Iran, and these butchers that were financed by Iran, we're sitting there getting paid by the U.S. journalism organizations to cover this carnage. God help us. These news organizations, they worked with terrorists to get a scoop and a story. For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say the only one, I mean it. They're the only one. They make a huge difference every time that you pay your bill, because they actually give back to conservative causes and organizations to help you stand up for what you believe in while you're paying a bill you're going to have anyways. This is the part that I love about Patriot Mobile. They're making a difference every time you pay your bill, every time you make a phone call, every time that you send a text message. Patriot Mobile actually gives money back to protect First and Second Amendment rights, to protect the lives of unborn children. And that's what they're doing right now as they celebrate their 10th anniversary. If you switch right now to Patriot Mobile, they are going to give a donation to help protect life and to help mothers choose life, to an organization that does everything they can to protect the lives of unborn children. Then every month when you pay your bill, they're going to continue to support the causes that I just mentioned. And this is exactly why you need to make the switch. If you're tired of woke companies, switch your cell phone to Patriot Mobile. Whether you are a business, a small business, or just a family, you can switch and they make switching easy. They have a 100% U.S.-based call center, making switching extremely easy. You're going to get nationwide coverage, unlimited talk and text, and usually save real money on your bill. 972-PATRIOT. It's 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Or go online to patriotmobile.com/Ben. That's patriotmobile.com/Ben or 972-PATRIOT. We also know now that after American troops have been targeted over 42 times since October, Iranian-backed militias have attacked U.S. forces in the Middle East at least 42 times since October the 17th. That's the day of the attack on Israel. That finally, America is responding, sort of. The President of the United States of America, walking out of the White House, was asked this question.
Why did you strike Iran's Revolutionary Guard?
Because they struck us.
And President Biden,
why did you hit them again?
They struck us.
If they strike us, why did you strike Iran's Revolutionary Guard was the question. Biden, because they struck us. 42 times, they struck us, at least. Do you plan to hit them again if they strike us? Well, why didn't you strike them the first 42 times, Mr. President? The first 42 times. Why didn't you strike them? Why did it take 42 attacks on American soldiers for you to actually respond? Now, the president also has another problem. He's trailing now in swing states. The president was asked about his poll numbers as well during that back and forth. And here is what the president had to say.
Why do you think it is that you're trailing Trump in all these swing state polls?
Because you don't read the polls. There are 10 polls. 8 of them, I'm beating him in those states. 8 of them. You guys only do 2. CNN and New York Times. Check it out. Check it out. We'll get you a copy of all those other polls.
You don't believe you're trailing in battleground states?
No, I don't.
No, I don't. He is trailing in battleground states, which brings me to the other big news that is going to affect us in this country. Majority of those who have been polled say there is no chance they would vote for Biden in 2024. Whose poll is this? CNN. A majority of voters say there's no chance they would vote for President Joe Biden in 2024. A recent CNN poll is now confirmed. Increasing fear among Democrats that it's time to dump Biden, that swing voters are ignoring the president's talking points. Here's the data. 51% have said there was no chance of voting for Biden. 45% say they were a Biden voter, and only 4% label themselves as a potential Biden voter. In contrast, voters gave former President Donald Trump better marks, suggesting neither candidate has much room for growth. Only 48% say there is no chance of voting for Trump. That seems right. I've told you, I think in this country, we are solidly divided 48.5 to 48.5. So that number to me seems absolutely accurate. 49% say they were a Trump voter, and 2% labeled themselves a potential Trump voter. Now, if you've listened to this show, I've been saying for the last several years, I believe this country, we are directly divided at 48.5 to 48.5, and you're fighting for that in-between. That in-between is what wins you the election or what loses you the election nationwide. And I think it's pretty clear right now that Joe Biden's in serious trouble. The poll also found Biden and Trump's favorability ratings trending in opposite directions. Trump currently holds a greater favorability, beating Biden by 2 points. 36% approve of Biden. That's down 6 points from December of last year. And 38% approve of Trump. That is up 7 points from December of last year. Why is Trump's going up while Biden's is going down? Because the economy and the wars, and many Americans are smart enough to understand that Joe Biden is a guy that has gotten away with financial crimes, the Biden crime family. Americans are also smart enough to understand that the charges against Donald Trump are absurd, especially in this trial in New York. That's just two examples. In fact, Trump's approval rating is the greatest among all 2024 presidential candidates. This includes everyone that's running. Ron DeSantis, approval rating 27%. Nikki Haley, 23%. Vivek Ramaswamy, 15%. Chris Christie, 15%. Tim Scott, 16%. RFK Jr., 31%. And Cornel West, 9%. What does that mean? Among every candidate, the highest, again, approval rating is Donald Trump from the CNN poll. Trump also leads Biden by 3 points among men of color voters. That is a shocking revelation for Democrats who hope the president can win re-election. And that's why they're trying to dump Biden now. 49% of men of color support Trump, the poll found. Just 46% are now backing Joe Biden. What does that mean? There's a significant number of men of color in this country, the majority, who now support Donald Trump over Joe Biden. And if that holds, there is no way that Joe Biden would be able to win re-election because it would have that big of an impact on the election.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
the
problem. We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young,
kids, and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them, and then you get into as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Biden is down in the polls, and that's bringing up a big issue. Democrats are looking at these poll numbers that I just gave you, and they're saying, okay, how do we get rid of him? How do we replace him? Well, there's been some movement in that in the last couple of hours. That is because of shocking news that has come out. And that news is that Joe Manchin has come out saying that he is not going to run for re-election. He is done in the Senate. Now, the reason why I say that's shocking is because the next question is he running for president? Senator Joe Manchin, who's a Democrat from West Virginia, said in a statement on Thursday that he is not running for re-election and will instead travel the country to see if there is a movement to mobilize moderates, clearly making it a statement that he may run for president of the United States of America. Saying this, after months of deliberation, long conversations with my family, I believe in my heart of hearts that I have accomplished what I have set out to do for West Virginia. I have made one of the toughest decisions of my life and decided that I will not be running for re-election. He said this in a video that he put out. I want you to hear the rest of it now.
I got into politics because of an argument I had 40 years ago with my dad. John Manchin owned a furniture store in Farmington, West Virginia, a small coal mining town of hardworking people. And one day our local state representative came in and asked Dad for a favor, saying, "You owe me for all the things I've done for your little town." When the man left, I turned to my dad and said, "Now wait a minute, isn't helping Farmington that man's job?" That moment defined the difference between self-service and public service. When I told my dad that I was going to run for office, he said, "Oh, Joe, politics is a bad business. I'm telling you right now, stay out of it." I didn't disagree that often with my father, but that time I did. I reminded him of the famous line from President John F. Kennedy's inaugural address, "Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country." I was 13 when I first heard it, and I'm still inspired today by it. My family were devoted Catholics who immigrated from Italy and Czechoslovakia. So to us, President Kennedy was held in the highest regard, and I knew President Kennedy's words would sway my dad. It took him about a minute, but my dad said that he would support me running if I made a vow to serve all the people, friend or foe, and not just myself. That promise made to my dad all those years ago has been my guiding light. I've never cared about where good ideas came from, and I never blamed one side for creating a problem, nor believed that only one side could fix them. When America is at her best, we get things done by putting country before party, working across the aisle, and finding common ground. Many times, this approach has landed me in hot water, but the fight to unite has been well worth it. Today, West Virginia is attracting more investment, opportunity, and jobs than it has in decades. Here at home and across the country, we are building more roads, bridges, manufacturing plants, and energy infrastructure than almost any time in America's history. After months of deliberation and long conversation with my family, I believe in my heart of hearts that I've accomplished what I set out to do for West Virginia. I've made one of the toughest decisions of my life and decided that I will not be running for re-election to the United States Senate. But what I will be doing is traveling the country and speaking out to see if there is an interest in creating a movement to mobilize the middle and bring Americans together. To the West Virginians who have put their trust in me and fought side by side to make our state better, it has been my honor of my life to serve you. Thank you.
Joe Manchin announcing there that he is not running for re-election for the Senate, but he's running, in essence, for president of the United States of America. Now, this is very bad news for Joe Biden. This is a moment where the Biden White House, I'm sure, stopped. Everyone stopped. And then everyone started texting everyone saying, "Did you see what just happened?" Because this is absolutely Biden's nightmare. This is a nightmare scenario. When he said, "But what I will be doing is traveling the country and speaking out, seeing if there is an interest in creating a movement to mobilize the middle and bring Americans together," that was a moment where everyone in the Biden White House said, "Oh my gosh." Manchin has reportedly been seriously becoming an independent and said the Democratic brand has become so bad. Why is he saying that the Democratic brand has become so bad? Look no further than the pro-Hamas extreme House Democrats that are to blame for skyrocketing anti-Semitism in America. Take a look at this montage that's been put together of all the extremist sayings the Democrats have been saying just over the last 30 days.
Democrats, you own this. Those are your party members supporting Hamas openly.
Accusing Israel of acts of terror, as you and other members of the squad have done, is anti-Semitic. Do you regret these comments?
I don't.
I know you as a Jew.
That is not politics. This is about evil. Evil in its purest, most undeniable form.
No comment about children's heads being chopped off.
Please stop ripping posters down. These are innocent civilians in Israel. What? These are our family members.
We have been fighting to make it clear that Israel is a racist state.
Israel, no problem. Israel,
you. An elderly Jewish man was hit over the head with a megaphone by a Palestinian protester. He later died at the hospital.
You cannot claim to hold progressive values, yet back Israel's apartheid government.
We don't want no dynasty!
I salute Hamas. A job well done.
That is why Joe Manchin may think right now that there's a very good chance for him to, quote, bring people together. Let me also remind you of what Joe Biden sounded like back in 2005 when he could speak in coherent sentences, talking about Israel, talking about Palestinians, talking about Hamas. You want to know what Joe Biden said back in 2005?
This lawlessness that takes place, although initially generated by a ideological group, Hamas or whatever, you also, it spawns just lawlessness generally. And what you have now in the palace, among the Palestinians, there are a lot of just thugs, just plain old criminals who are able to roam and reach in a way that they wouldn't if, in fact, there was a Palestinian government that had the capacity to maintain order on their streets.
That was him in 2005. Where's that guy now? That Joe Biden I actually liked. And Joe Biden is now, instead of saying that, he's out there criticizing the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in his response to the terrorism attacks. Here is what he said to CNN after he got off the plane at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland.
Mr. President, are you frustrated with Prime Minister Netanyahu that he has not listened more to some of the things you have asked him to do?
Taking a little longer than I hoped.
It's taking a little bit longer.
Taking a little longer than I'd hoped. The guy's in an all-out war after these barbaric terrorists came after him. And then you have a president here who can barely put a sentence together. Biden is responsible for the worst border crisis in American history. And then the president was asked about that today. Hey, what are you guys doing at the southern border? We have now intelligence that says terrorists are coming across the southern border and could be planning the same type of style attack that we just saw against the Israelis. What do you have to say about that? What does the president say?
I think that we ought to be able to combine Ukraine and Israel. We ought to be able, and I'm open to discussions on the border. And I've already made some proposals. So there's no need for anything.
No need for any of this. He demands Congress combine Ukraine and Israel funding. And then he says, I'm open about discussions on the border. So is he holding us hostage as a president? You don't get border safety and security until you give me what I want for Ukraine, which has me compromised? God help us. Don't forget, share this podcast everywhere that you can on social media. Share it with your family, your friends, and I will see you back here tomorrow. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.